Hello, welcome to Raw Japan episode 146. This is Brandon Shin broadcasting from Fukuoka City. And today I want to talk about Japanese people going abroad. Two friends from Osaka came to visit me in Fukuoka. And they're leaving tomorrow, but they're staying only one night. But basically, we went out to dinner with some other people. And we spoke about... other people, you know, when people don't feel comfortable enough to leave Japan and go abroad and experience new people, new things. And mostly because it's out of fear, right? They're scared to go abroad, but I think it's a good chance for people to broaden their horizons and challenge themselves and go outside of their boundaries. And at dinner tonight, there was one guy that he basically runs a company abroad in the Philippines for Japanese to study abroad and learn English and then go on to native English speaking countries to visit and thing. But he was basically trying to convince his friend to go abroad. And the friend has been saying for years that he's like, yeah, I'm ready to go. But he hasn't really taken action to go. And they were just trying to convince him, you know. It was funny to see how, like, yeah, he has, like, the interest, but he couldn't take that one step. And I remember watching this one interview that spoke about courage versus confidence. Courage is the ability to take that first step outside of your comfort zone. And then confidence is when you continue on along the way and you get a lot of experience.
Sean は見せに終わるけど、ちょっと参った方が良くない。でもこっちの方がいいんじゃない?
逆に。ほんまに?だって、どこも行かないし。そっちだったら、泊まるところないよ。結構向こうまで行ってもらおうかな。え、出てくんの?出てくるよ。うん。じゃあちょっと。あ、違うか。 This is one of my friends from Osaka. He just came in the car. We're about to leave and go back to Itoshima. This is podcast. I'm recording it.
Hello. My name is Hiro.
Hi. Where did you come from? I'm
living in Osaka.
Osaka? Yeah. Okay, so yeah. So... But it seems like more and more Japanese people are becoming more courageous and more encouraged to go abroad and stuff like that. Where? How many are you in? 6. 6 times. 6
times.
And what are you doing? You're going to go.
What?
The bag? The bag? What is
it?
I don't know. Go. What do you do? いや、もう電話するわ、ちょっと。ああ。え、言わなかった?いや、捕まった。女性に。いやいやいや、友達。上司やったっけ?何、先輩?先輩、あの、あ、友達。誰だったの?さっきおった。ヒロシ?ヒロシじゃなくて。うち?ああ、そう、先輩なの。
一応先輩になるみたいな。うん、うん。だからそんなに必死に。うん。もう帰るよ、もう。うん。ちょっと僕もう限界ですよ。じゃあ。Yes,
but it's good to see, you know, more and more people going abroad and stuff like that. So I'm happy for that. But you know, it's not just Japanese people, other people abroad as well with coming to Japan. Maybe they feel a little bit nervous
or
feel a bit nervous, but you know, it's always good to take that first step and see what's on the other side, you know. As long as you're not thirsting, you don't think that thing on the other side is going to heal you or fix you or whatever. It's just something experience or make some new friends or connect with other people and then learn about yourself through other cultures, you know, transform yourself. Anyway, if you're on the line, take that first step. And if not, if you're not ready to go traveling, but you still want to connect with people, that's also okay. And I have an option for you. I'm going to be sending books and stories from local Japanese people and a book that I've written. And I'm going to mail it to you directly. So if you're interested in that product, you can go to www.brandonchin.net/raw. And if you want a free novel, based on my experiences here in Japan, I got an ebook for you at www.brandonchin.net/block, B-L-O-C-K. Go there, type in your email address, and you get that book straight to your inbox. Cool. Take care of yourself. Today is the 7th. It is 12:50 a.m. And as always, tell one person about this podcast, one person that is on the verge of traveling or going abroad somewhere, and you want to recommend, you want to give them that little support to push them over the edge. Share this podcast with them. Just get the link and copy it and put it into a message app, any message app that you want. And yeah, share it with everyone you got. Okay.
いや、左行くやんな。そうそうそう。左で止まれるとこあるの？あ、右に行くよ。え、右に行くの？うん。
もうそれが帰り道。あ、どうする？